Pursuing without validation. Validation is a counterfeit crown, by David Daverman. The weight of needing approval. Imagine carrying a physical weight, a heavy load strapped to your back, weighing you down with every step. The more you carry, the slower you move. The heavier it becomes, the harder it is to stand. Eventually, it consumes your strength, leaving you exhausted and unable to continue forward. This is exactly what happens when you live under the weight of needing approval. Approval seeking is not just an emotional or psychological struggle. It is a spiritual weight. It is a burden that God never designed you to carry. When you constantly seek validation from people, their approval or lack of it dictates your emotions, your decisions, and ultimately your destiny. You can accomplish something great, yet walk away feeling empty, all because no one applauds you. You can be growing and thriving, yet stopping your tracks simply because someone didn't approve of the way you're doing it. You can be walking in obedience, yet doubt your progress because man has not recognized what God has already approved. The heaviness of approval seeking. When you seek man's validation, you add unnecessary weight to your life. The weight of disappointment, you achieve something but feels like you failed because no one affirmed you. The weight of insecurity, you begin second-guessing your ability because someone did not acknowledge your gift. The weight of shrinking, you stop growing because someone doesn't like the way God is elevating you. The weight of regression, you fall back into places you were delivered from because others don't approve of your progress. Approval seeking binds you to the opinions of people who have no authority over your destiny. But here's the truth. God's approval has already been given to you. God stamped you from the beginning. God gave you his approval the moment he created you. He is intentional. He did not create you just to exist. He created you with purpose. If you are breathing, it's because your assignment is still active. Your destiny still awaits you. You are not waiting for man to approve what God has already stamped. God is the author of your life. He holds the blueprint. He wrote your story. He formed you. He called you. And he designed you for his will. So if you must desire approval, desire the approval of the author, the one who holds your destiny in his hand. Man approval is temporary. God approval is eternal. When you seek approval from people, you are asking them to confirm something that does not belong to them. They did not create you. They did not anoint you. They do not hold your future. Yet, you give them the power over your emotions, your confidence, and your obedience. But what if the same people you seek approval from are the very ones who will bury your destiny? John 12:43 warns us, "For they love human praise more than the praises of God." How many destinies have been silenced, delayed, or destroyed because someone valued human approval over divine instructions and approval from God? It's time to die to the need of approval. You must kill the desire of human validation. Die to the need to be liked. Die to the fear of rejection. Die to the dependence on applause. Because as long as you live for man's approval, you will never walk fully in the authority, boldness, and freedom God has given you. Why are you seeking approval from man? At the end of your life, man approvals will not matter. You will not stand before people. You will stand before God. Will he say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Or will he say, "You cared more about their opinions than my will"? One will keep you bound and one will set you free. Choose wisely.